Landscape by Mary Oliver, found in my mailbox from AJ Delario's The Small Bow newsletter. Isn't it plain, the sheets of moss, except that they have no tongues, could lecture all day if they wanted about spiritual patience? Isn't it clear, the black oaks along the path are standing as though they were the most fragile of flowers? Every morning, I walk like this around the pond, thinking, if the doors of my heart ever close, I am as good as dead. Every morning, so far, I'm alive. And now the crows break off from the rest of the darkness and burst up into the sky, as though all night they had thought of what they would like their lives to be and imagined their strong, thick wings. Surprise, I'm still thinking about death and what death means while we're living, and thinking about Pema Chodron yesterday about perfection being death, and Mary Oliver this morning about a closed heart being as good as being dead. I'm a bleeding heart. We know that. I am a delicate fucking flower. Someone once gave me socks that said that, and although it's true, I also believe that it's a good thing to be a delicate fucking flower. Thinking to the second stanza of this poem, isn't it clear the black oaks along the path are standing as though they were the most fragile of flowers? Black oaks aren't particularly fragile. I don't know a lot about woodworking, but I do know that oak is a great wood to build furniture out of. So even though something might look like they are the most fragile of flowers or the most delicate of beings, they can also be strong. And now I'm thinking about commercials from the 1990s. I think it was Secret that had like a soft and strong commercial. And maybe we're all just sticks of antiperspirant at the end of the day. Or maybe it's just really humid and I probably need to put on some antiperspirant after I shower. This, once again, has gotten real weird. So let's try to get it back to where we were, Courtney. Can you do that? Haven't had my tea yet. Thanks for bearing with me on mornings when I am uncaffeinated and thus unmedicated. Every morning so far, you and I, we are alive. And it's important for us to remember what our lives can be and to try to work towards that. And to remember that our lives aren't perfection, that the pursuit of perfection is okay, but that's not where we'll find life. That's where we'll find spiritual death. And then Mary Oliver also talks about spiritual patience. And I think that also relates to what Pema Chodron was saying yesterday, relating to being in the suffering and being in the pain and knowing that there's no thing that will fix that, that will make things perfect. Some wanderings this morning in my mind as I continue to think about what it means to die when we're alive and how we can keep ourselves open to the world around us. Maybe keep trying to tap into that magic a little bit every day. Imagine what life is like with strong, thick wings. But you know me, I'll always read you a poem with a crow in it. Shout out to my Corvids. I love you long time. Friends, put on your SPF and drink your water. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. I beg of you to give yourself what you need today, even if it's only for 5 minutes, whatever that looks like. Do it for you. Make sure it helps keep the doors of your heart open. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes today. I love you all so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.